ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mountain Home's basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Jonesboro 15-7. Bombers out on the floor. Jonesboro still getting some last-second instructions from head coach Wes Swift. Now they come out on the floor. Jake McGee will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. And as he takes the ball from the official, he'll get into Wyatt Gilbert in the backcourt. We're back underway. Gilbert crosses the timeline. Sets up the offense. Dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Sorrell. Over to Crawford on the left. Now Crawford will pick up his dribble. Finds Sorrell near the left corner. And Sorrell dribbles out a little more on the wing. Gives up top to Gilbert. Looks like Jonesboro in a 2-3 zone right now. Ball goes over to Sorrell on the left wing. Back up top to Gilbert. Back over to Sorrell. And his pass to Gilbert was knocked away by McBride. Goes out of bounds on the nearest sideline. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball as we are 30 seconds into the second quarter. For Jonesboro, J.P. Pickens and Jake Harrell are both going to come out of the game as they're replaced by Shamar Anderson. And I think the other one was Kevon Pointer. Here's Gilbert with on the left wing. He dribbles to the elbow, finds Tabor going into the lane for the layup. He draws contact, and he'll head to the line for a pair of free throws with 7:12 left in the first half. Shamar Anderson picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Hurricane here in the first half. So Dawson Tabor at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Tabor's first free throw is up and good. Nothing but net. So one more free throw for Tabor. This next one would make it a two-possession game again. Second shot is up. No good. He gets one and two, and the rebound's controlled by Jesse Washington. He'll give it to Wilson, who will bring it into the front court for Jonesboro. Throws it to Anderson, over to McBride on the left wing. McBride will dribble towards the top. Now it's home in a man-to-man. McBride will drill down now towards the lane. Now kicks out to Wilson in the right corner. His three-pointer in and out. No good. Gilbert chases down the rebound. He'll be fouled in the backcourt. 6:47 left to play in this first half. As that foul is going to be called on Marion Wilson, his second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Hurricane here in the first half. Ryan Rouse is going to check back in for Jonesboro as Wilson will take a seat with his second foul. 15-8, Jonesboro leading it. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Crawford. Now try to figure out where to go after he picks up his dribble and gives it to Gilbert. Dangerous throw, but Gilbert is able to corral it. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Throws it up top to McGee. Finds Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the right corner, left corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 4 points. Mountain Home cuts Jonesboro's lead to 5, 15-10 our score with 6:10 left in the first half. Here's McBride with it on the left side, gives it up top to Washington, I'm sorry, to Pointer. Now the ball goes over to Washington on the right, up top to Anderson, over to Rouse on the left side. Now up top to Pointer. Pointer drills to the left elbow, now goes to the right side, going towards the low block, and he's going to be called for the travel. Moved that pivot foot just a little too much after he picked up his dribble. That's Jonesboro's fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 5:51 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back with a chance to make it a one-possession game. Right now, Jonesboro's up 15-10. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. It's man-to-man defense now for Jonesboro. Ball goes to Gilbert. He dribbles into the right corner. His jumper will not go. And Washington gets the rebound for Jonesboro. He gives it to McBride on the left wing. Back up top to Washington. Washington is going to go down towards the lane. Looks like going up for the shot. It will not go, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Jake McGee picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five, against the Bombers here in the first half. So with 5:29 left to play in the second quarter, it will be a two-shot opportunity for Jesse Washington. First shot is up and in. He's now 3-3 from the free throw line with 11 points. Jake McGee is going to come out of the game, being replaced by Satch Harris. So one more free throw coming up for Washington. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 12 points. He's only one of two players in the scoring column for Jonesboro. Keelan McBride has the other five. 17-10, Jonesboro leading it with less than 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Harris. Harris dribbles up to the top, finds Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 7 points. 17-13, mounts home, cuts the margin back to four. Here is McBride into the front court for Jonesboro. He'll take the screen from Anderson, dribble toward the left side of the paint, going up for the running jumper. Will not go. Tabor gets the rebound, and mounts home comes back with a chance to cut it to two, possibly even to one on this possession. 4:50 left in the first half. Jonesboro up 17-13. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Now he's going down towards the lane. Now goes back out to the wing. Now he's being double-teamed. Picks up his dribble, throws it off the... Oh, they're going to... I think he tried to throw it off the leg of a Jonesboro player, but they said no, it was off Gilbert. So it's going to be Mounts Home's seventh turnover of the night. About 4:38 left to play in the first half. Jonesboro with the ball, leading by four. Ball goes over on the right side, a two-pointer, up top to Washington. Now Rouse has it near the top. He'll throw it to McBride in the right corner. McBride's going to pull up for the three-pointer, air ball, and the rebound's chased down by Dawson Tabor. He'll give it to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. 4:10 left in the half. 17-13, Jonesboro leading it. Gilbert dribbles on the left side. Now he's going down to the low block. Now he's going to lose the handle of the ball as he loses his footing, and Jonesboro comes up with the ball, and it's going to be a jump ball, and that's going to be Hurricanes basketball on the possession arrow. That was Mount Tom's eighth turnover of the night. 3:59 left in the first half. Jonesboro gets the ball back, leading 17-13. McBride will walk the ball into the front court for the Hurricane. Now he'll give it to Rouse, who'll set the offense. Now it's almost again in man-to-man. Rouse is dribbling. Now throws her on the left side to McBride. Down in the paint to Anderson. Kicks out to Washington in the right corner. His three-pointer. I'm sorry, that was actually Pointer who tried for the three-pointer in the corner. It would not go. And Mounts Home comes up with the rebound. Less than 3.5 minutes left of the first half. 4-point Jonesboro advantage. Gilbert into the front court. Gives it on the left side to Sorrell. Sorrell dribbles up to the top. Finds Harris on the left side. Harris is going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go, and Rouse comes up the rebound, and back come the Hurricane. 3:06 left in the half. Rouse dribbles into the front court. Gives it to Washington. Immediately puts up the three-pointer. Good. Boy, Jesse Washington can't hardly miss. He now has 15 points. 15 of Jonesboro's 20 points. 20-13, Hurricane leading it with less than 3 minutes left in the half. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Heads on the left side. Now throws up top to Tabor. Tabor will give to Sorrell. Sorrell dribbles on the right wing. Finds Harris there. Harris will give it to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to dribble down, going up for the running jumper. Off the glass, no good. Just kind of rolled around and fell off the rim. And Jonesboro comes up with a rebound. 2:23 left of the half. Here's McBride back the other way. Going towards the corner. Now kicks out to Washington. He'll try for another three. Good. Oh, my goodness, Jesse Washington, he just can't miss tonight, hardly. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:09 left to play in this first half. Jonesboro's built a double-digit lead. Our score, Hurricane up 23-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, 12 of Jesse Washington's 18 points in this game for Jonesboro have come from behind the arc. He's they're going to have to get someone out there on him, although the way he's shooting right now, I don't know how much difference that will make. 23-13, Jonesboro's built a double-digit lead with a little over 2 minutes left in this first half. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. He'll give it to Sorrell. Matt Jones checked in by the way, during the timeout. Now ball goes to Harris. Back to Sorrell. Finds Jones at their left elbow. Gives it to Harris on the right wing. Now to Tabor on the low block. He tries to throw it to Jones. Ball was knocked away. Stolen by Jonesboro. Mounts home's ninth turnover of the night. Ball goes to Pointer on the left wing. His three-pointer in and out. No good. And Washington gets the rebound. He will dribble out to the wing. Now kicks out to Rouse in the corner. Back to Washington. He'll try another three. And it's good. 21 points already for Jesse Washington. He has 21 of Jonesboro's 26. 26-13. Jonesboro is up on Mountain Home with 1:15 left in the half. Here's Gilbert with it up near the top. Goes over to Jones on the left wing. Jones takes the screen. Now he gives it back to Gilbert in the left corner. Gilbert's going to go down into the lane. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. No good. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Sorrell, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball. It'll be Jonesboro's basketball, that is, with 56.4 seconds left. A 13-point advantage right now for Jonesboro. 15 of Jesse Washington's 21 points have been from behind the arc this game so far. Keelan McBride into the front court for Jonesboro, and I think the Hurricane are going to be content to hold for the last shot of the half. 35 seconds left as McBride's still dribbling near the half-court stripe. No one's really going out there on him. And now we tick down to 20 seconds. McBride's still dribbling. 15 seconds. Now down to 10 seconds. We're going to start making a move before too long. McBride will get a little closer to the three-point line. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Keelan McBride with 8 points. 2 seconds of Gilbert. Not even going to try for a shot at the buzzer. And we've reached the end of the first half. Boy, Jonesboro just lit it up, especially Jesse Washington in that second quarter. Two quarters are in the books. Our score at the break. Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 29-13. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.